Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Young Hefe, homes. These niggas so scary, won't let them bury me. That's why I keep my 30, I shoot like Curry. And boy, I'm getting money, I'm getting money. These niggas hilarious.
All right, welcome to a special Rivalry Week / Thanksgiving special of Don V Fridays. It's your boy Don V 757 in the building. Drift doing some traveling. Doing some traveling for Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to that brother. Definitely deserves the time. Definitely deserves the time with his family. I'm home. So I'm already home. I no longer live in the DC area, so I don't have to travel anywhere. My family's mostly here. So, but from Don V 757, myself, from the bottom of my heart, happy Thanksgiving to all. You know, Thanksgiving is one of those holidays where, you know, we can get into the, you know, the technicalities of it between the Pilgrims and the Indians and what ended up transpiring. But at the end of the day, a lot of things in America is rooted in some kind of negativity. You know, I think a lot of us just choose to look at Thanksgiving as a time to, you know, get together with your loved ones, get together with your family, reconnect with your loved ones, watch some football, eat some good food, hopefully good food. I don't know what families y'all come from, but you know, everybody's family ain't blessed. I see some of y'all plates and I pray y'all get that shit together, but it's still time with family. It's football, it's good vibes, it's Black Friday shopping. So yeah, man, from Don V Fridays, from me and Drift, man, happy Thanksgiving. Like I did say, it's also Rivalry Week. Should have some guests pulling up later on in the show. We'll see how that shakes out. You know how these UVA fans like the duck, you know, like the duck and shit. So we'll see. We shall see how that goes. But before we get into all the festivities, you know, we got to start paying some bills. My bookie. This year, Turkey Day at MyBookie gives you plenty of reasons to be thankful, starting with a $250 risk-free bet on Thursday afternoon when the Dallas Cowboys host the Las Vegas Raiders. Bet the spread between the Raiders and Cowboys at MyBookie. When you win, you win. And if you don't, MyBookie will refund you up to $250. Simply put, you can't lose this bet. And that's what I call no risk, all gravy. Before you get your wager in, set yourself up for success by doubling your first deposit when using the promo code SPORTSDRINK at MyBookie. That's promo code SPORTSDRINK, SPORTSDRINK. To double your initial deposit all the way up to $1,000. So you won't need to break the wishbone to be the one to come out ahead. Excuse me. Feast risk-free Turkey Day with MyBookie, and to make sure to stick around for seconds as they gear up for what should be a fun Black Friday with tons of odds boosts that will have your belly and your pockets full. Bet anything, anywhere, anytime with MyBookie. Before we get into Rivalry Week, we got to talk about last week. J.C. Price and the Hokies went down to Miami, and we played the Hurricanes. We lost 26-38. This was a game where the defense had easily their worst game of the season. The secondary probably still got burn marks and char marks on their asses because they got their ass cooked all night. Everybody but Tay Daly, who got ejected for targeting early. Everybody but Tay Daly got their ass cooked and booked. And excuse me. And basically, Tyler Van Dyke and those Miami receivers had their way with this, what we thought was a solid secondary, the strength of our team. Tyler Van Dyke cooked these motherfuckers up, sliced and diced us to the tune of 19-33, 357 yards, 3 touchdowns, had a 92.3 QBR, and it looked easy. Our best corner, Jermaine Waller, who we thought, you know, had potential to be a top, I don't know, 60 pick. And he matched up against their best receiver, Charleston Rambo. It wasn't close. It was ugly. I'm not even going to hold y'all. It was ugly. He got his ass torched repeatedly even on the plays. And Charleston Rambo went off for 7 catches and 116 yards. But it wasn't even just the plays where they were matched up and the ball was thrown. It was several times where the ball wasn't thrown and Rambo had a step or two or three on Jermaine Waller and whoever lined up. It was bad. This secondary was hot ass last week. It was not good. The run defense was stout, which I ain't gonna lie. Once the game shifted to a monsoon bowl, Miami couldn't really run the ball, which is crazy because I thought if we were gonna be susceptible, it would have been in the run game, not the pass game. So it was a hot and cold effort on defense because it did become a monsoon bowl. It started to rain hard. And in points when it started to rain, it kind of negated their speed advantage, which they had a lot of speed over us. We looked like a slow Midwest G5 team. That's what we look like. We look like a G5 version of Wisconsin trying to play Miami. It was bad. When the rains came, and it did slow them down, it did slow their receivers down, and it slowed down their pass game, we started to make somewhat of a comeback. The game got close. The game got competitive. We didn't get exactly blown out. It was a competitive blowout, if that makes sense. It was a competitive blowout. On offense, I think Corn went full corn this week. He went QB run basically the whole game. He basically said, I'm going to ride these injured quarterbacks until the wheels fall off, literally. Burmeister had 10 carries. Blumrick had 20 carries. So that's 30 carries on your quarterbacks. At this point, I guess that's Corn's idea of going out guns blazing, that if I got to take these quarterbacks with me, it is what it is. I guess he don't mind sacrificing these quarterbacks who are clearly – Blumrick has missed the last, 6 games? I don't think Blumrick has played since Notre Dame. And Burmeister's been fucking off and on, hurt and injured and ribs and shoulders and everything, all of the above. He been hurt all season. And Corn said, fuck it, I'm taking y'all with me because I'm not going to play Taj. And I'm not going to get the running backs involved. Raheem Blackshear had two carries, bro. Raheem Blackshear had two fucking carries. Malachi Thomas had seven carries. That man said, I am going to quarterback run us to glory. And at this point, Corn, I tried to, I don't know if it's Corn trying to make something shake with this shitty quarterback room, which is his fault, or Corn saying, fuck it, QB run is all we have. But the way Burmeister runs, Burmeister is a scrambling quarterback, not a running quarterback. I've been saying this off, you know, off and on all year. Burmeister is not a running quarterback where you run him between the tackles or you run him zone read all day. He runs scrambling. That's when he's at his best. And honestly, it's all he can pretty much do is scramble. And then Blumrick is not a passer. He is the, you can kind of run him, you know, like a running back, run him in these veer runs and zone reads. And you can get kind of nasty with quarterback run with Blumrick, but he's not much of a passer. So Burmeister got benched. I think Burmeister had turned the ball over. He had a fumble. And they went with Blumrick for the rest of the game. And Miami couldn't fuck with him. Miami couldn't do nothing with that QB run, that QB run game. They couldn't do nothing with him. We had an onside kick. We had an onside kick after a touchdown. Got the ball back, scored again. Blumrick did. And it was a competitive game. And then the rain stopped, and Miami's passing game got back clicking. And Miami's passing game, they was a dinking and dunking. Tyler Van Dyke and these receivers went right back to work. And that was all pretty much all she wrote. J.C. Price, I want to put some respect on J.C. Price's name. I think he handled being Virginia Tech head coach. I think he handled it right. I think he said the right things. I think he did the right things. I think he had the team fired up to play. Trey Turner, legendary Hokie, he needs all the respect on his name, had a touchdown. Got nicked up or hurt or whatever the case may be, but he wasn't able to finish the game. God bless him and his effort. You're talking about a man that rode in a car to Miami to play in a game. It was unsafe for him to ride in a plane, but he rode in a car to the game and was able to play and score a touchdown and help how he could help, you know, in what ways he could before he just couldn't anymore. Shout out to J.C. Price, man. Like, the guys didn't fold. They didn't roll over. What you saw there that night was to be honest, a lack of talent. When our defense lined up against Miami's offense, it looked like two different levels of football. And Miami was like a 5-win team going into that game. We're not talking about we ain't talking about the U, and they got Reggie Wayne and Andre Johnson and Santana Moss at receiver. We're talking about these motherfuckers. With Charleston Rambo is more than likely an NFL player. The rest of them motherfuckers are just fast. I don't think none of them other motherfuckers playing on Sunday but Charleston Rambo. And they all got off. So we got burnt by everybody. It was the play I saw Amari Barno in coverage. He gave up the wheel route to the tight end. That ain't Amari Barno's job. I'm not here to shit on Amari Barno for giving it up in coverage. But this is 50-50 for me. It's 50% talent, which is kind of Jay Ham's fault. I mean, he's only two cycles in, so it's only so many, it's only so much talent he can have in. And then it's 50% Jay Ham's strategy coming into the game, because it seemed like the talent disparity is what caused them to start calling crazy shit, in my humble opinion. I feel like once he realized, oh shit, we can't match up with these DBs. I mean, our DBs can't match up one-on-one with their receivers. I think Jay Ham just started calling shit. Like it's, I mean, shit, we all play Madden. We all play NCAA. You know how you get so frustrated on defense, you just start calling random blitzes and you start calling zone coverage with all the purple zones and pink zones and blue zones. Like, he just started calling shit. He started calling Okie rolls and shit. Where my Okie roll users at? All the bums on NCAA and Madden that's calling Okie roll and shit. I'ma just blitz motherfuckers. I'ma just drop motherfuckers in coverage. It was crazy. Like I said, Amari Barno was in coverage. It was another play where it was like a cover two concept. You got Dax Holyfield carrying the receiver down the field, trying to cover one of these minor receivers, Mark Pope, who was a five-star coming out of high school. Probably won't play on Sunday, but he was a five-star coming out of high school. You got Dax Holyfield running, trying to run stride for stride with this kid. Smoke Dax's ass. Smoke his ass. I'm not even mad at Dax. I don't want Dax covering the slowest receiver on the field, let alone a former five-star. He got his ass cooked. I just think we just started calling shit. We damn sure can't. It seemed like once man to man was out the question, we just went into some zone shit and it got nasty out there. If it wasn't for the rain, listen to me. If it was not for the rain, they would have scored 70 points. Tyler Van Dyke would have had 700 and some yards passing. We was about to get all the foots put in us. But it did start to rain. That slowed them down. And it was bad, man. It was one of those games where Jermaine Waller lost himself millions of dollars. Now, within the scheme, Jermaine Waller has been a decent corner for us in this scheme. But I don't know, man. One-on-one with Rambo. Like, Rambo looks like an NFL receiver. Waller did not look like an NFL DB. He looked stiff. He looked slow. It was bad. It was all bad. I'm trying to see what else I need to touch on. Like I said, they didn't really run the ball particularly well. They only had 54 yards rushing. They didn't run the ball well. We ran the ball excellent, even though it was mostly from the quarterbacks. We had 227 yards rushing, but only 148 yards passing. I mean, we went for Georgia Tech. This was a game where we don't pass no more. Sorry. We're a run option. We are a option run team. So we're gonna get more into the UVA game later, but I'm expecting more of the same in Charlottesville this weekend. Quarterback run, and I expect probably Blumberg to get the start pretty much. Miami kicked our ass. I mean, it's no other way to put it. If it wasn't for the downpour, it would have been ugly. Because we could not stay with their receivers. We could not. It was receivers crossing our faces all day. They were crossing our faces all day. It was bad. There's no way to put it. We looked not talented. It didn't look in the beginning. We looked not talented, and then when Jay Ham switched to zone, it got worse. Because that's when you started seeing crazy shit in the coverage. That's when you started seeing all kinds of shit. You started seeing Dax trying to cover five stars. You started seeing Amari Bono trying to cover tight ends. It got crazy. It got crazy. Once Jay Ham tried to mitigate the talent discrepancy. So I put the defensive effort 50% on our approach. And the other half was just, we're not talented. Offense, the offense did what they could. I ain't going to lie to you. The offense did what they could. Considering you got what you got at quarterback, you got two quarterbacks being ran like running backs. You got your best receiver hurt and couldn't even finish the game. Offense did okay, considering the circumstances. I mean, these motherfuckers gave us 375 yards. I mean, shit. We used to pray for times like this. That's all I can say. Let me get into the week 12 lies. Clemson, I told to the Wake Forest people, Clemson beat Wake Forest. And I said it on Twitter, and I'm going to say it right now. To those who want Dave Clawson, and Dave Clawson is a good coach. Dave Clawson is a good coach. He's not a shitty coach. He's not a bad coach because of this game. But Wake Forest's best team in a decade got smoked by Clemson's worst team in a decade. Clemson was favored in that game for a reason. So let's remember, it took Wake Forest a couple of years to build this team to get to this. 2019, they were okay. Jamie Newman, they had a little spark. Even we beat them in 2019. We kind of flexed them. And I was down on us going into that game. But I knew we were going to beat Wake Forest. They're not talented enough. And this Wake Forest team is like the pinnacle. This is the payoff for all the years of grinding. And they lost to Clemson and they lost to UNC, teams with more talent. And down years, especially UNC. So all I'm saying is, if Clawson is similar to Fuente in that I need to build up rosters, I need to have older veteran rosters to have my dream years. Even those dream years, like, okay, we waited 4 or 5 years just to go 8, 9, 10 wins. Like, that's the ceiling, 10-win ceiling. I think we can do better than that, in my humble opinion. But that don't make him a bad coach. He's not a bad coach. He's a good coach. But if the ceiling is just 9, 10 wins every 4 or 5 years, and it still leads to no real big win, what are we doing? Florida State beat Boston College 26-23. I had Boston College. I'm sure I did. Florida State went on the road, handled that business. Wofford, and I think me and Drift, we didn't have a point spread to that game, but I think we both said UNC would beat the shit out of Wofford. That was a lie. Lied a week. Wofford actually hung in there 14-34. Sam Howell didn't play. I don't know why he didn't play. I don't know if he's hurt, COVID. I really don't know. I didn't watch one snap of that game. I just kind of scoreboard watched it, and Wofford actually hung in there. So Georgia Tech got the shit beat out of them by Notre Dame. Notre Dame beat them 55-0. So, yes, they super covered. They covered that bitch 3-4 times over. Georgia Tech is a mess, and Georgia Tech handled that business. UVA covered versus Pitt. They covered versus Pitt. They were 12.5 underdogs. They only lost by 10. I had Pitt covered. I think so. So I lied. UVA hung in there. made it a game. So I lied on that too. Last but not least, NC State beat the shit out of Q's. Q's Super Bowl was us. So, of course, they got the shit beat out of them. Q's did everything they needed to do. They achieved all their dreams and goals. They achieved all that on us. So, shout out to Q's for, you know, taking that $300 and laying the fuck down. That's how it goes. Week 13 in the Atlantic Coast Conference is rivalry week. Majority of the conference is playing in rivalry games. A decent number of ACC schools play SEC rivals, in-state SEC rivals. So, you know what we say on rivalry week. You got to throw the record books out. throw the record books out on rivalry week. This is about hate, state pride, bragging rights. There's a lot of people that go to these universities or went to these universities that now are coworkers, and they want to talk shit at the water cooler or talk shit at the lunchroom, or it's kids that grow up and they family like this team, they family like the other team, and they talk shit to each other. This is state rights, bragging rights, trophies. A lot of these schools play for trophies like UVA, Virginia Tech, Commonwealth Cup, presented by Smithfield for all your turkey bacon needs. So yeah, this is a big deal. First on the docket, Friday, Black Friday. The University of North Carolina at NC State, number 20 NC State. NC State is a touchdown favorite. I've been back and forth with UNC all year. UNC is in my Oklahoma, Miami, Florida State, and Clemson kind of, you don't know what to do with them. They're capable of beating anybody. They're capable of losing anybody. They've graduated to that status. I think NC State has more to play for. If I'm not mistaken, they are alive in the Atlantic Division. They need shit to happen, though. Their season is still alive. UNC is just bowl eligible. I don't know what Sam Howell's status is. I'm taking NC State. Mark me down, NC State, -6 points. Georgia, number one Georgia, at Georgia Tech. I lived in Doraville, Georgia for a little while. I lived in Doraville, Georgia for a little while. That's Metro Atlanta, maybe 15, 20 minutes from downtown Atlanta. So that would be considered, if you would think Metro Atlanta would be Georgia Tech country, Georgia Tech territory. I'm here to tell y'all I've had my boots on the ground in that state. Atlanta is not Georgia Tech country. It's Georgia country. That entire state is Georgia. It'll never be Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech will never have a foothold, even in Atlanta. Nowhere in that state does Georgia Tech have a foothold. That is Georgia country. So it's basically a home game for the dogs. So take the dogs, take the 35 points. Notre Dame beat Georgia Tech 55-0. Expect Georgia to do the same thing. Maybe it might be a little bit less because maybe Georgia Tech will have some fucking pride. Maybe. But that offense, they still going to score 0 or 3. And maybe the Georgia Tech defense got some fucking balls and hold Georgia to 40 or some shit. But they're going to cover. University of Georgia is going to cover. Number 18, Wake Forest. At Boston College, Wake has kind of been sputtering lately. They've been sputtering. Just sputtering. They don't look like some shit, but they've been sputtering. And they got to go on the road. Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts. It's not a rivalry game that I know of. And like I predicted this at the beginning of November. I said Wake was going to have a disaster in November to cap off what looked like a magical season for them. I'm taking Boston College. I'm taking Boston College. I'm taking Boston College to win the game. Money line. Mark it down. Florida State at Florida. Florida State is playing with a lot of confidence lately. They're coming off two big wins. They beat Boston College on the road. They beat Miami at home. And Florida State's kind of in a year where they had lost to an FCS program. Everybody thought Florida State was fucking going to win like one or two games. They actually are fighting for bowl eligibility. On the flip side, Florida is also fighting for bowl eligibility. They fired Dan Mullen, the head coach, and we're going to talk about that in another Donnelly Fridays. It seems like even though they got the same record, the teams feel differently about the situation. If you're a Florida fan, you hate this year. You hate it. You hate the fact that you fired the coach, or maybe you love the fact that you fired the coach, but you hate the fact that you 5-6 fighting Florida State for a bowl eligible game. Florida State, you got nothing to lose. You were supposed to be shitty. You were supposed to win two games this year. And you got an opportunity to knock off your rival on the road and get some bragging rights and get some jokes off. Florida has no coach. They're coming off, I think they only got one or two SEC wins. Like, they've been a shit show. Give me Florida State. Give me Florida State plus 2.5. Miami at Duke, not a rivalry game. Miami's 21.5 point favorites. Duke is a disaster. Cuddy's more than likely gone. Give me Miami. Give me Miami. Give me Miami all day. Pitt at Syracuse. Pitt is 13-point favorites. Pitt is coastal champions. I'm taking Pitt. Number 23, Clemson at South Carolina. South Carolina is bowl eligible under first-year head coach Shane Beamer. Clemson is starting to get their act together. They can still have a 10-win season, I believe. They're ranked number 23, 11.5 points. I like that situation. Give me Clemson. Betting with Clemson all year has been an adventure, to say the least. So, being that I just stamped Clemson, watch South Carolina keep it close. Last but not least, the battle of the state of Kentucky, the Kentucky Wildcats. Having a great season of their own, is actually underdogs at Louisville. Louisville is 3-point favorites. Malik Cunningham is playing some of the best football of his career. But I'm taking Kentucky. Kentucky is a better team than Louisville. Louisville got the better quarterback, no doubt. But I'm taking Kentucky. I'm taking Kentucky in that. Before we move on, let's pay some bills. My bookie. This year, Turkey Day, my bookie give you plenty of reasons to be thankful. Starting with a $250 risk-free bet on Thursday afternoon when the Dallas Cowboys host the Las Vegas Raiders. Bet the spread between the Raiders and Cowboys at my bookie. When you win, you win. And if you don't, my bookie will refund you up to $250. Simply put, you can't lose this bet. And that's what I call no risk, all gravy. Before you get your wager in, set yourself up for success by doubling your first deposit when using the promo code SPORTSDRINK at MyBookie. That's promo code SPORTSDRINK to double your initial deposit all the way up to $1,000. So you won't need to break the wishbone to be the one to come out ahead. Feast risk-free on Turkey Day with MyBookie and make sure to stick around for seconds as they gear up for what should be a fun Black Friday with tons of odds boosts that will have your belly and your pockets full. Bet anything, anywhere, anytime with MyBookie. And Symbol. Symbol is the stock market for sports that allows you to profit off your sports knowledge. On Symbol, you can trade sports team like stocks, and every time your teams win, you earn cash. Use your sports knowledge on Symbol to buy low, sell high, and earn cash payouts when your teams win. Join the 7,000 plus early adopters who have started to invest in their favorite teams. Visit www.simbull.com to create a free account. And when you deposit, make sure to use the promo code SD to make your deposit risk-free. Visit simbull.com and use the promo code SD and your deposit will be risk-free. That means even if you lose money, Simbull will refund your initial deposit, no questions asked. Join Simbull and start investing and profiting from your favorite teams. And Spotify Green Room, last but not least, Spotify Green Room. It's a live audio-only sports talk platform. It's free to download and to use. You can talk to fans, athletes, insiders in real time. It's perfect for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and reacting to breaking news. Now, it's a lot of coaching news popping off every day. Coaches getting fat, coaches getting had, lots of lies going on. So trust me, get up on this Spotify Green Room. All you need to do is download the Spotify Green Room for free in the iOS App Store. And like I said, you can link your Twitter, you can join leagues, you can be notified when rooms go live. So like I said, download Spotify Green Room for free in the iOS App Store. So come with your spiciest takes. All right, it's hate week, it's rivalry week. It's almost a bit of a tradition. We in RBA who always link up, and I always got to smack his ass around a little bit. One year, we ain't even, the recording didn't come out properly on my end, not his end, on my end. But yeah, man, it's almost like a turkey, you know, almost like a Thanksgiving tradition, you know.
You already know we're going to bring it to him. You already know how it is.
Hey, we got RBA who and Ike pulling up the Don V Fridays.
You know what I mean? What's good, peoples? What's good, Chokies? Go Hoos. You already know what it is. Ah, off the rip. Ah, go Hoos.
You know y'all what I mean? Are the only, I said this before, like, I don't talk to UVA. I don't converse with UVA fans. I don't acknowledge 99% of y'all fan base. But I always chop it up with y'all because y'all cool. Y'all got a lot of lames in y'all. Virginia Tech got a lot of lames in our fan base too. And I don't speak today. I don't speak to their ass either, even though we wear the same color. I don't speak to a lot of UVA fans that ain't shit worth talking about. But for y'all, always make an exception.
So, we appreciate it. Yeah, we appreciate it. You know what I mean? We appreciate it 100%. We love to pull up.
So before we get into all the monkey shit, because we're going to get into all the monkey shit, believe that. What's your unbiased opinion of what's going to happen in this game? You can say your team going to win. Y'all are fans of your product. I understand that. But what's your unbiased opinion? Ike, I'm going to let you go first. Or what's going to happen on Saturday?
For real, like, it's going to be a blowout, I think. Like, I just don't think y'all got the offense to keep up with us, man. Hey, it's true, man. Like, I cannot see Burmeister putting up 40 points.
Blumrick might be starting, G.
He can get half of that. He can get 20 points.
All right, RVA, you got the same mindset.
My unbiased opinion, my unbiased opinion is gonna be a dog fight at first. It's a rivalry, no matter how many people, especially these Twitter personalities, and even though the rivalry is 20-2, Michigan and Ohio State rivalry is a lot worse. That's a way farther spread than 20-2 in the last, you know what I'm saying, 22 years. So regardless of the fact, this is a game you gonna get up for. If they hate us, we hate them. It's just like that. So off the rip, it's going to be a physical game to start. But, like, it is what it is. The facts in the pudding. Blumkin, unless you're going to run the ball 900 times, because we know you're scared of Brennan. We know you're scared of Brennan. That's the only way you're going to keep him off the field is you're going to run Blumkin, the little freshman boy, and the other boy. I don't even know his name. They're gonna run a dog piss out there. They got to. And it don't matter. We scoring points in 12 seconds on a possession, any given time, on some of your most formidable defenses. So it's the fire show is gonna come. It just depends on when. So I think it's going to be a good game. And then if y'all can run the ball and shit and choke us out, that's going to be it's going to be scary season. So, but I think it's going to be close at first.
And then y'all going to pull away late.
And then I think we should switch gears and go ahead and get in the gear. 100%.
I'm looking at these numbers.
Yep.
I'm just the numbers don't lie. The numbers don't never lie.
At all.
The numbers don't lie. And I heard Mike say, y'all do got an offense. Y'all got the best quarterback in the ACC.
Yep. I'll give defense you that. Defense trash. But again, Blumkin. Go ahead.
Y'all got the best quarterback in the ACC, statistically.
Yes, sir.
Y'all got the best. I even said this like before we started recording. Y'all got the best receiving group in the ACC. You might not got the best single receiver. That might be Charleston Rambo or Josh Downs. I let them argue that. Other people argue that. But y'all got the best from top to bottom. Shout out to my nigga Marcus Higgins, Hampton, Virginia, who should be getting a bag. Marcus Higgins is underpaid. Sir. He should be a Hokie. He should have been a Hokie, but we can get into all that later. But shout out Marcus Higgins, underpaid, all of that. Hampton, Virginia, 757, stand up. Y'all got the best receiving room in the ACC. I'll give you that. But your defense.
Yeah.
You're giving up 32 points a game.
Yes, sir.
You're giving up 248 pass yards a game and over 200 rush yards a game.
Yes, sir.
I watched give up 1,000 yards to BYU.
Yep. we sure did. But they athletes better than y'all, though.
Get the fuck out of here.
They last 6 years, they've been like y'all last 6 years, but that's another topic that we ain't even ready for. That's no cap. That's all facts. That's no cap.
BYU did y'all. So BYU got better athletes than y'all too. So that's what
we should have beat BYU.
You did.
Plain and simple. We choked that up and got spanked 100%. We own that. We got dogged out. Pittsburgh too. Pitt too. Yeah, y'all gonna score points, bro. You gonna score points. That is not the issue. The issue is, how confident are you and Blumkin and your boy Perkmeister? How confident are you? How confident are you? They gonna throw up 60. You gonna get up 60 point worth of jet sweeps out there. Sweet feet getting about 60 points worth of jet sweeps.
Has committed to quarterback run. If y'all didn't watch the Miami game last week, we had 30 rushes between both our quarterbacks. We committed to the situation. We Georgia Tech. We prime Georgia Tech. I ain't got to sit up here and act like we're going to go out there and throw some wrinkles into the game. It's going to be 40 quarterback runs because we got to keep Brandon Armstrong and them receivers off the field.
Bro, y'all liable to come out and do an onside. Dead ass. Y'all coming with all the janky shit, bro. Yeah, y'all coming with all the shit. That's because y'all starving, cuz. You starving right now.
We playing for bowl eligibility.
Yes, sir.
We got bowl eligibility on the line.
Yes, sir. I mean, Brock might go out for a pass this game. It's going to get ugly for y'all. Y'all going to come with some run amok bullshit. The annexation of Puerto Rico will live this weekend. I'm positive.
Yes.
Y'all going to bring back Fuente for halftime speech.
And y'all know what we're doing, but you just got to stop it. God, Dontavian Wicks. God, Jelani Woods. God, BK Foe. Stop. Hey, 99 was funny a couple years ago. He got quarterback this 99.
He almost got 1,000 yards or something.
But
let me say this. Billy Kemp mid. I stand on that.
Man, you tripping.
Kemp still mid.
Man, you smoking that shit out the gas station.
Keaton can play. Jelani Woods can play. Kemp mid.
Man, Kemp chewed y'all up. Kemp chewed y'all up.
Wayne Kemp Poppy Chulo, he's some shit. Like, y'all got some sorry motherfuckers.
Hey, put some respect on my man's name, cuz. And so you sitting up here, you standing on 10 toes confident that Blumkin about to come out here. Blumkin is finna come out here and put the pressure on.
Blumpkin had 132 yards rushing last week.
I don't care nothing about none of that. We know he ain't throwing for real.
We setting shit up.
Oh yeah, y'all setting up the razzle dazzle. We do what y'all ain't done all year. Now that Fuente fire, right?
We setting it up. I think we put what we put on film last week to set up Blumkin passing it. Blumrick. Let me put some respect on his name.
They don't care about none of that.
He got benched last week. He wasn't hurt.
He got benched because he stink. But he did. He did come out here and kill us last year. So I can't not put no respect on his name right now because he earned that right. You know what I'm saying? He can't. He did his thing last year.
Between the two, them passing and majority running, because I ain't even about to sit being left. We are going to try to.
Y'all about to look like UVA at 2018 with fucking three quarterbacks running shit. Remember you used to tag me that Mickey Mouse ass shit? Yep, you about to come with that Rick.
We on the Rick and Morty offense. We on the bullshit.
Yeah, but man. My quarterback played for Tennessee. Yes, he does, man. Hey, shout outs to that boy. We respect that boy over here. You know what I'm saying? We respect that young man over here. Yes, we do. Because that's a grown ass man. And he was a grown ass man when he played here, and he's a grown ass man now. And that substitute teacher that y'all had before, you know what I'm saying? That substitute teacher that y'all had as coach, he was real disrespectful on some shit. Don't ever come in this state and say no goofy ass shit like that again. Players from another state is better than here, cuz. That didn't fly with me, and I'm on the op side. I'm a op. You ain't gonna come out here and disrespect that, and then sit that man off, gonna bench that man for that bump. Yeah, everything y'all getting, y'all deserve because of that man right now. Shout out to that man, Hendon Hooker, big facts. That boy out there doing it. I hope he can play another year at Tennessee, I hope he do to improve his draft stock and get your money, pops. Go get your bag, big dog.
Get his money. I got a question for Ike though. And this question got asked in September. Who's stopping Trey Turner?
Whoever lines up against him, man.
Gucci.
So whoever. Yeah,
it's going to be Johnson unless Cypress comes back. But I think Cypress done for the year.
I think it's got to be Gucci. Gucci, yeah. Anthony Johnson and Trey Turner is going to be a pretty good matchup. A lot of times when you seeing our games now, if you go back after you watch this podcast, you select any game you want to. You can go to BYU, don't go to the Pitt game because that's when we changed our defense. Go prior to that game and you watch. A lot of times we getting killed because we only doing a three-man rush. That shit was a killer, man. And you know your secondary need the help. So you gotta send them people. You got to get after them. You got to make them make a mistake and you got to live by it or die by it. And we was just sitting back. And I mean, we was getting the QBs was out there, Joan patting their feet 27 times. Show. It was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my fucking life. The most God awful thing. It was terrible.
So y'all telling me that because Trey Turner going to get his by land or by sea, because he's going to in a run game.
Trey guaranteed to get his. He getting his.
Trey Turner, you should expect Trey Turner to get 15 touches, whether that be jet sweep or screen passes or whatever they're going to try to get on the ball. And y'all got to deal with Tavion Robinson, too.
Hey, y'all going to – them boys going to get their money. Dogs going to eat no matter what. Like I said, it's a big game. You got a game like this, it's a big game because it's an interstate rivalry. It's a little state championship. So if you want to call it, you know what I'm saying? So your dogs, they going to get up. They already ready. Tonight they could play the game and them boys gonna be ready. I have no Tavion Robinson is a dog. That man gonna be somebody. He is good as hell. You understand? He is an exciting person to watch. Trey Turner, y'all done seen me say multiple times how I feel about Trey Turner. That's my dog right there. That's my dog right there. He'll tell you the same thing. That's my dog. They gonna eat. Y'all gonna eat.
The game is gonna be won in the trenches. So y'all know what we're doing. We're gonna line up and we're gonna run our quarterbacks all day. We're gonna run jet sweep. We're gonna try to set up whatever play action we can. That's been our offense. Mm-hmm. Who's stopping? Listen, Blumrick is 6'5". I want to say he 220 or some shit. Who's stopping Blumrick? Like, who's meeting Blumrick in the hole? Because
Nick Jackson, hey, look,
Jackson is overrated.
Don't get your man's spleen splistered on accident. Running in the hole. I watched him in Miami running straight up in the air. Running straight up in the air, long winded. I seen him. Don't get your man splistered. He can, it, like I said, it's one of them games. Don't get your man splistered. Don't let that boy Wes Weeks get a hold of him. The little young boy. That a psychopath. He's got a problem. He wake up in the morning and stub his toe for nothing just because. Just because he enjoy the fucking pain and then go take his regular morning pee. That dude's different, man. Something's wrong with him. No, I would not advise that. Because, yeah, he going to take a lick. He will take a lick. Just like, I don't advise Brennan to run at all. You need to keep your ass down. You want to keep them ribs safe. You need to get out. You need to get out.
Because I understand, and I do think that y'all are going, we struggle with Miami's receivers. And Miami's receiving group isn't as deep as UVA receiving group.
Mm-hmm.
So I ain't about to sit up here and say we gonna sit up here and we gonna shut this person down, that person. We could sit up here and use all our resources to stop Wicks, and then Woods go off.
Because
I don't want to see Dax on Woods. I don't want to see Tay Daly on Woods. I don't want to see Nazir People on Woods.
I want to see Dax on him though.
I don't
want to get out there. Tell him be a man about it.
I don't want to see Dax in coverage. Period.
Tell him be a man about it.
Try to cover Mark Pope last week.
Yeah, tell him come with that shit. Tell him come with the shits. Are you listening? Come with the shits, my boy. Come with the shits.
Dax gonna bring Dax is.
Yeah, come with the shits. Come with the shits, my boy.
Dax already confirmed he coming back next year. This isn't his last ride.
To get cooked up.
Dax is the juice. He gonna bring the energy. He gonna bring the juice.
Yeah, I do. I do love his personality though. Being a football
guy,
person,
he's a juice
guy. Yeah,
he's good. He's good when we got him, you know, playing in the phone booth and he can blitz. And I don't want him nowhere near Jelani Woods. I don't want him nowhere near no slot. I don't even want him on Kemp. I don't want him nowhere near none of this. I want Keyshawn Artis 757 all day. I want Keyshawn Artis and I want Allen Tisdale. Dax can be, I don't know, first down, blitz, do some crazy shit, get your nose bloody, get hyped up. But I don't want that man nowhere near a receiver on third down.
So look, this is what you're telling me. This is what I'm hearing. And this is what I've heard so far. Mm-hmm. Your offense is your key to victory. You need to control the clock. You got to keep Brennan Armstrong and that offense off the field because why? There are way too many mismatches. So again, I'm going to ask, how confident are you in that strategy with Blumkin and Perkmeister?
I'm real confident and I'm real confident.
I know that shit off, is sickening. That John, like you,
based,
I know
only
you
based
said
off,
that.
I can only go off what y'all put on tape. On
hey, look. Hey, man, hey, look, I know when you say that, how you having to put confidence in them, that's like you on a roller coaster. They be like, hey, put your hands up, and you get ready to go down the hill and your stomach drop. Ooh, that shit's sick, man. I know it is.
I know it is, though. I can give your offense, that's as much disrespect I can give your defense.
And that's accepted.
That's well learned.
And it's likewise, though. You feel me? It's
our
a mutual street.
Defense,
your offense mid. Our defense mid. Our offense is
so
primo. Our offense is primo. You know what I'm saying? Your defense like that gas station shit. That crypto shit. That K-tron, whatever that shit is that you buy at the gas station. That baloney pony ass shit.
Well, something got to give.
Yes, sir. So,
something got to give. Either our offense that averages 24.5 points per game, or your defense that gives up 32 points allowed per game.
Yes, sir.
Something got to give.
I definitely think that's the key to victory. That, well, for us to win this game anyway, is we're going to have to get your offense off the field in quick three and outs, period. Like as many three and outs as possible. The longer y'all are on the field, the longer it's, you know what I'm saying, keeping our offense off the field. I think that's the biggest key to victory. No more, no less. You know what I'm saying? Y'all going to get points. Y'all can score right away. That is not the problem. Y'all score 7 points, that's nothing. Like I said, you saw it last week. We will score in 11 seconds. In 11 seconds on any play.
Strike offense. I stopped hating on Brendan Armstrong after the second game this season. Y'all beat William and Murray. Y'all supposed to. When y'all beat Illinois, I think I was like, you know what? These motherfuckers might be, they might got something. I was done hating. I don't slander Brendan Armstrong no more. I used to. He used to be some shit. He leveled up.
I can't even say he was some shit. That man, he had a funky year. He had no offseason. You had the COVID. Think about it though, cuz he had the COVID year. No offseason. When you had practice, y'all, from my understanding, you know what I'm saying, they couldn't practice as a team. It was all in individual groups. You know what I'm saying? That's flunky. And look what he produced. It was still a bowl year. We opted out of a bowl. And Florida State didn't want to take the L, so they opted out. We know what you did. We know what you did still. Because they knew what the hell was coming. They opted out. When that train was gone, we had them right when the shit was broken. Right when the caboose fell off, they was like, we done for the year. So okay. I can't necessarily say that he had a bad first opening. Yeah, it may not have been as loud as a lot of people on the outside would have expected after carrying the torch of a Bryce Perkins. But now look at that. People thought I was crazy as hell when I said, hey, man, he ain't the runner that Bryce is, but he's a better passer. And now we see what I'm talking about.
That ain't saying much.
And now Bryce did his thing though. He in the league, you know what I'm saying? He played for Rams. Don't matter if he was undrafted or not. They ain't even a topic. Don't matter if it's Bryce Water or not. You in the league. You in the frat.
We just talking about being a better passer than Bryce Perkins. That ain't saying much.
He a better passer than Matt Schaub. He's a better passer than any quarterback that's came through UVA so far.
That's crazy if that's true.
It is.
You think of a program's history, Brendan Armstrong, the possibility of Brendan Armstrong being my GOAT, get the fuck out. No. Fuck
I mean, hey, hell no. It's cuckoo and it's crazy, but if you would take him as your starter right now, would you? And you take all them accolades, be funny if you want to. I mean, yeah, it is goofy. It look goofy. Oh, man, he got the little chair top. Nah, man, get out there and got your ass up for nothing.
I mean, we talk about a school where, like, Jameel Sewell is y'all GOAT. So, he
a GOAT. But
yeah, he's a GOAT
in his own mind. You know what I'm saying? He is. 100%. Marcus Hagins, too.
Marcus Hagins is the GOAT.
The Moors, all of them. We got our GOATs. You know what I'm saying? It ain't the Vicks. But you know what? That's cool, too. That's just a testament to who y'all are. You know what I'm saying? Y'all really washed up for real. These kids today don't know nothing about who y'all is. If you want to be the truth.
We about to shake right back. That's the crazy thing. We about to shake right back. Whoever the new coach is hitting the ball.
Y'all been doing the Harlem Shake since like 2012 when Danny Cole dropped that pass. He showing no love. Yeah, he dropped it.
We shouldn't even have been in overtime.
Yep, he dropped it when he dropped that pass. Now it's 2021. You know what a wise bird once told me?
Okay, and what the fuck was UVA doing in 2012?
It doesn't even matter. It's about now. We got now. It's not about then. We got now.
Mike London was out here falling in the bag in 2012.
These kids today don't even know who you are. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they watched the Mike Vick 30 for 30. Cool. That's real sweet, ain't it? Boys of basketball school. You feel me?
Commonwealth. Y'all name brand dead out here. Y'all go to Utah for
recruiting. I name good.
At least we went to Texas for recruiting. Y'all just went to Utah.
6 years. Y'all just spent 6 years dragging it through the mud. Count it up. Do the math now if we're really talking. Who done got the most cats out the crib? Who done got the top cats out the crib when it's between me and you? If you want to do the math. You can go ahead and look at it. Bryce Carter, Logan. We stayed at the crib too. It ain't my fault we casted a broader net. My man used his ability. He y'all kept went what to Utah he, to get no, niggas. You know like what Wayne your man did? Your man's fumbled the bag. Your man's fumbled the bag. He had the ultimate chance to bridge two major states.
Your man fumbled the bag.
He bridged two major states, and you know what he did? He did nothing. He turned y'all motherfuckers to Chattanooga. That's what y'all is. Chattanooga.
And he still that went 3-1.
Was and elite he still went, it's he super
still got
elite
a winner.
Now.
Still got a winning record against UVA. Wow. Man,
and I know. And that's like a lazy stat for my analyst, my dude. Cool. We was the peak in a rebuild. That's a break off the three right there. Man, yo, what you mean? You had the team. My mans was in the ACC championship when he got in here. Won't he? Your mans was with another man's team. And what did he do? He ran it to the ground. UVA. And what did my man do? What did my mans do? With a goddamn general waste management, he done turned that bitch to a regular complex, to a regular mall, a regular complex. We done been to the ACC championship before y'all have recently with the same team. And if you want to talk about it, getting your bad eggs out and all of that, you know what I'm saying? So you can't count that. Yeah, we went his first year, but it won't his team.
We won his first
now
year.
With his team, with, yeah, with Frank's
his
team.
Third year.
With Frank's team.
Okay. So he got his team, Frente team in 2018 with Star Deal. He still got a record.
Against UVA?
UVA.
Man, and that's your peak. That's your peak.
No.
That's your competition. That's our bottom. Your poverty. That's your pun.
Teams 2018 and 2019
went
1-1 against the worst six teams.
That shit stale. That shit biscotti. That shit super stale. You pick that joint up and you bite it and that shit crumble all
over.
We
had a losing record.
Nah, blood.
That ain't happen.
Yeah, we stunk. We should have beat you. We should have won last year. And we came out of that bitch and choked it all up. And then they got to fighting at the end of the game. It was beautiful.
Yeah, no real pilot out there stepping on shit.
Yeah,
that's how we get down.
I like dude. Pilot the beast.
So what I'm saying is, even when we were down horrendous and Bronco could have legit took over the state, he could have legit took over the Commonwealth and stepped on our neck. And
yep, he did. He did.
He
fumbled that bag. Yep, you absolutely
right. He fumbled
right.
His shit.
Yep, he sure did. You know how he fumbled it? Like the year we was at Tech, the one year when we could have covered the fumble.
2018, exactly.
Yep, 2018, like when we could have recovered that fumble, and that would have been the end of that shit for a long run. That would honestly be like two, three years in a row. Because we'd have had the motor beat your ass last year. Instead, we came into the game all shaky and shit. I don't know why they get all fucking frail and phony. Fans be acting all scared like a... Nah, it couldn't be me.
All I'm saying is this. At our lowest point, the games, we would win the games and they was competitive.
Yeah.
Y'all should have ran away.
Yeah, we damn sure should have.
Yeah, we agree with that. Should've. We definitely agree with that. Like, we fumbled the bag on that big time.
Yeah,
we had an opportunity to take over.
If you don't win this year, I don't want to hit shit next year.
If I don't win this year, I'm gonna have a lot of questions going into this offseason.
Yes, sir.
Motherfuckers getting fired for less out here. You hear me? And you can do one thing in this state,
and you losing Marcus Higgins.
No, you ain't.
No.
Hey, no, you ain't. Don't worry about it. You'll see. Hey, look, you'll see. Let me look at my watch. Ah, real soon, big dog.
Yeah.
You thought I was joking in that comment to you. Nah, you'll see real soon, big dog. Bag cometh soon.
Big bag.
What did you think? Did you think UVA's bell cow with Carla Williams off that joint was going to let this man leave everything that he stood for off that after all that bullshit happened? The first man to come out, this man got his own flag that they bring out before the game. You think he leaving? Please.
That man is going to – he about to pull a Harmon Wiggins on y'all ass.
No, he ain't.
And he about to go get a real bag from a real school.
For real.
I said Marcus Higgins got a mid-receiver room, and he got them playing like the best receivers in the ACC. That man said, man, salute. That man didn't disagree with what I said.
Bro, that's still funny, yo. That is still funny.
He a realist.
He know what's going on.
Look, his kids, everything, everybody, they big time rooted into UVA, big dog. Like, I expect he to be paid one of the highest assistants out here in the country, if not the, because what he is doing is different from a lot of coaches out here. You know what I'm saying? He's putting a lot of emphasis on the field, but he's putting more emphasis off the field. You know what I'm saying? Helping these young men out here how to dress certain days of the week and shit. You know what I'm saying? When you got shit important, like with the, on Mondays, they got this, the whole wide receiver room dress up and shit, and they got this little thing they got going. And it's different. And not like dress up like you going to an interview. You know what I'm saying? Just casual, like you was going on a date, just how to present yourself. How are you supposed to carry yourself? He is teaching people things that is different from football that you will be able to carry for the rest of your life. And that's why he is so well respected around 757, 804. It don't matter what hood it is. So yeah, he is getting, he getting a brick struck. Don't even worry about that, big doubt. He ain't leaving.
So let me ask this question.
Yes, sir.
Why y'all basketball team sorry?
I'll answer this one, bro. This is what happens in college basketball when you have years of bad recruiting. The last 2 years we've recruited pretty bad, and it's catching up. So I've kind of accepted this year's a down year, but next year we got a top 10 class coming in, and I think we'll be good to go next year.
I watch college basketball, but I don't keep up with college basketball recruiting and to carry it like I do, like, you know what I'm saying, the NCAA. You know what I mean? I can tell you a lot of schools recruits that they ain't got nothing to do with it. But as far in terms of basketball, I watch basketball. I follow the NBA more than college basketball, but I do watch it. You know what I'm saying? I keep up with it. But I can't tell you why. I know this. I do feel like this team right here, they different than what a lot of people think, and I think they're going to be a strong team later in the season. Franklin Knight.
All I'm going to say is this. Virginia Tech sweeping that shit in basketball.
For one,
they might.
Cool. You're talking about a rivalry that's like, what, 20-4? Man, chill out. See how you treat me? You see how you treat me in football? I'm gonna treat you the same way for basketball.
The only difference is
I
don't care enough
ring,
about
though.
No one. And
I'm
one,
a
no
big dog. I'm a blue blood. So button your shirt up when you talk to me in terms of basketball. I mean business. All right.
We're not gonna do this like that. We about to play Memphis right now. We in the big games. Y'all on the Food Network and shit.
Man, we just beat Providence. We just beat Providence yesterday, chill.
Providence
was undefeated.
Providence was pretty good this year, man. I was surprised. I thought we were gonna lose.
He said Providence, like they sorry. You talking about dude with the passion in the back of his head, cuz. You better chill out. My dude with the eczema on his neck, and he's a beast at coach, all right? He been having that mid-major. My man with all the patches and his shit.
Yeah. Shout out to bro.
Yeah, big shout out.
They should let him go with a do-rag on. He should be the first coach to be allowed a do-rag on the sideline.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
He should get a fedora or something, because that shit is nasty as hell. They should let him coach with a rag on his head.
Shout out, dude. Because he still be
no way I'm committing. I'm letting my son commit to that. I'll be like, Coach, you got to coach with a do rag on for the rest of the season. You want my son to come to this?
I'm going to be looking at that jump like, God, man.
Yo, his shit is fucked up.
Yeah.
I hope he have a nice Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir. Eat good, big dog.
They need to come up with a cure for that shit, because this shit is fucked up.
That shit's awful. And I know he got bread,
too. He need to be the first coach to coach with a snapback on.
Maybe he just like, maybe he like, fuck, he out there talking anyway. He's thugging.
Probably be having to pay for it. He got to pay for it.
Yeah.
We all know what it is, so he got to pay. And if they touch them patches and them bumps, it's $25 extra.
Gross.
That shit is
PU. Go ahead on.
He got some shit going on. But I mean, like I said, man, the Naval Academy, the dude
that shit,
already.
That shit on
like,
the back of his head is the shit on Dax's lip. What's that dude name? Ox. That's that shit that's on his lip. That shit that's on the back of dude head.
All right, it's gonna be no ox. It's no ox slander on Don V Fridays. Ox is a friend of the podcast.
I'll shake your hand for now. But Saturday, you know what it is. You know what it is.
Hey, shout out
you know what it is, man. You know what it is.
Ox gets beat. He gets punched around a lot.
Cause he be saying some crazy shit. No.
I mean, crazy shit, but I be feeling like I feel like VT Twitter in particular want to get our, the I mean, fuck our out shit, of here.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, they want him gone.
Y'all Twitter is like that is the best daytime soap opera you can watch for free. I be at work tripping, motherfuckers. I be on the tractor. Everybody be like, "What are you giggling at?" So y'all be having me tripping.
Yeah, man, y'all need to come on over, man. Convert, wash your sins away. Come on over. It's a lot of motherfuckers that won't in.
It's in blood, baby. It's in blood, baby. You know,
it's
what
a
mean?
Lot of motherfuckers that won't in. That UNC one dude, he want to be in so bad.
Oh, ever the tech fan, B. Ever the tech fan. He lying. He lying on the set. He a tech fan.
It's a lot of folks that won't in. Because
nah, I don't want in though.
Hey, shit, Jordan Copeland, man.
Yeah, Jordan the tech fan.
He want to be in. Like we the event. We the likes. We the retweets. We the follows. We dictate the conversation.
Hey, for real. But that's why I like being me. Cause you never needed acceptance from them outsiders. I'm always gonna be me. I'm gonna stand on this side, 10 toes down. Win or lose, 0-16, you know where to find me. I'll be standing right out front. And what I'm wearing right now, my big blue and orange UVA jacket and hat, standing outside because the kids inside screaming. You know, we represent so let me, 7 days.
So let me
a week.
Ask this question before we wrap up.
Yes, sir.
Y'all both are card-carrying members of TP3. That's my Twitter DM group. Y'all are the only non-Virginia Tech fans in that group. What is it like to be in a rivals group chat as the opposition?
It's a hokey diddler. Q. You know what I'm saying? Q, middle finger. Q. You know what's up Saturday.
Who's some of the goofiest people in TP3? And y'all can say me. It's all good.
Deadler, you, Quan. Quan ass crazy.
What the fuck you mean?
Quan ass crazy. What?
Bro, probably shout out Joe Rogers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I like
Joe. Hey, you know who crazy? Drew crazy. Y'all know why Drew crazy. Drew crazy. He keep the party. Andrew. Wyatt. Yeah, Drew, shout out Andrew. That's my real name too. Andrew, two Andrews and that bit. Hey Drew, he keep the spark plugs on the engine. I'm trying to tell you, cuz y'all know what I'm talking about. He wrapped that joint up for no reason. Casually, we can be talking about, hey, do you prefer the cranberry sauce in the can or the kind that's made with the cranberries? And here comes nobody at all. Here comes Andrew. Bow! Like that bitch up for nothing, y'all. I'm trying to tell you. He got all the links.
He got all the links. Bringing Drew all got the links. All the horny content.
Drew,
what about
crazy.
Quest? Y'all fans
yeah,
of Quest?
Yeah, Quest. Me and Quest had a falling out online one time. I ain't never get settled, but I mean, it won't nothing but something.
Hey, we did too,
I mean,
man.
Man, ain't nobody putting hands on nobody. What? Hey, look. No.
Quest from Portsmouth, Virginia. Y'all know that?
I don't give a damn if you're from Jerusalem. I don't care.
Do y'all know how Portsmouth, Virginia get down?
That's what's up. that's cool and dandy, blood. You feel me? I'm with it. That's cool.
You know Quest, I respect McRib every day.
I know McRib. Hey, he's a savage. He probably spam out the can, cold pizza, peeps. He probably on some raw shit. I'm trying to tell you. Yeah. Hey, that's all right though. I eat triple cheeseburgers from McDonald's. So I'm with
it. I'm just saying, Quest got into it with both y'all. I had to put in the call and get Quest both y'all asses. I had to put the OG call in and get Quest off y'all boys.
I mean, he want on my back. He went on my back.
Quest was on both you niggas' necks.
I mean, hey, look, Twitter ain't never getting to the point where it's gonna get me hot. Like, I'm ready to throw hands. Nah, niggas can get their jokes
Quest
off all day.
Quest called me, he said, young boy, I'm thinking about making a couple road trips around that way.
But hey, that's fine. If anybody out here in America on Twitter land, you listening to Don V, to the Hill Podcast, Big Three Roll Up. If you are feeling froggy and you want to leap in real life and you feel like making that trip, you do your goddamn best and you message me. I mean, like, if it's like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, hell no. Shit.
It's all good, man.
You can pull them
off that ledge.
What?
We said it on nothing but a little what? Bit of straightening, man. It was good money. I said, chill on. Ain't no
Twitter beef ain't never get me going back to where I done been. I promise that. So hell nah, this ain't nothing but fun to pass the day while I'm at work.
Yeah, man, listen,
you know what I mean?
Quest chilled on
so,
y'all.
Yeah, Quest might have got out of his skin. That's his business. He might have got out of his skin the same way he was sending them goddamn filthy pics on the internet. You know what I'm saying? He might have got out of his skin. That's his business.
Quest, come on, Don V Friday, tell your story, cause that.
Yeah, that ain't got nothing to do with me. You feel me?
Yeah,
that ain't got nothing to do with how I'm getting my drink of water out of the refrigerator. Nothing.
Quest had to get rebaptized after that. After we seen the pictures and videos that we had saw.
Yep. And you talking about me arguing with this man? This pedophilia going on? What? Go ahead on, cuz.
All the women in those videos were adults.
That's all right. That's his business.
So all the women in those pictures were adults. Quest
that's
is
fine.
Not a pedophile.
That's his business.
So who else y'all rock with? Y'all fans of Tally?
I rock with everybody. Beth, that's OG wifey right there. That's my Twitter wife right there. Y'all keep y'all hands off her. You know what I mean? Twitter wife is, you know,
okay,
we just talk on Twitter.
That's Lord and Savior.
Beth Barnes, the GOAT. Yeah. Bud Suit. We had a falling out before. She had blocked me before. But what you call it? Got her unblocked. Cougar trainee. That's my
shout
boo
out.
Right
shout
there.
Out, Jerry.
Yeah.
Legend.
Yep, Jerry. She sent my kids some stuff. You know, so she is real good people. I respect the hell out of her. Dar Lexi, cool. I know he ain't in TP3, but I respect everybody out of that. Kyle. You know, Brendan. You know, I know everybody.
Troel.
It ain't the rivalry. Doesn't live between me and a regular human being. I'm a regular person who goes to work and works fucking 8 to 5, and I got 3 kids. I ain't getting up for no football. Don't come press me about no damn rivalry. You might get punched in your face and get your fucking nose broke on accident. You know what I'm saying? Just because I like a team. No, this shit ain't never for real. So, you know what I'm saying? My wife is a Hokie fan. You know what I'm saying? All my best friends are Hokie fans. So it ain't a lot of people see on Twitter and they take it, the personalities. And some people even think when we going back and forth that we are being serious, and you can tell by the comment, don't you ignore him. He's ignorant. Look, you know what I'm saying? You dumbass people.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't even use punctuation. Don't argue with him. You know, you see people like that. And it is never, ever serious. It's never serious for me.
Yeah,
for real.
That's why people are always like, how you always talk to Virginia Tech fans. I'm like, bro, if you just like put away the logo and shit, you can get along with a lot of people, man. Like,
how can you, if you can hate a person because of that, that's basically saying you can hate a motherfucker because of their skin color to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck what team you like. I don't give a fuck. My homeboy's a Michigan fan. You think I'm supposed to be like, oh no, cuz I can't shoot with you. You a Michigan fan. Like what, y'all? That's some other shit. Yeah, but when it comes to this respect and we talking about this game, oh, you know what's up? It's fuck Virginia Tech all day. You can't play both sides of the fence.
I hear all that. Listen, UVA is 7-point favorites. Y'all are betting men, I bet. We all live in the Commonwealth. We can't legally bet this.
Yeah. What's the over under?
I don't have that in front of me right now. I just got.
Let me see
UVA
real quick if I can pull
minus
it up.
7. UVA minus 7. Is UVA covering that?
Yes.
I'm gonna take the alternate spread. UVA minus 10.5.
Okay. I hear you talking.
Alt spread minus 10.5 on that one.
I hear that. I definitely hear that. But let's do a score prediction before we log on. Let's do a score prediction. Ike, you first. What's your score prediction for Saturday?
My score prediction for this Saturday, I said it on the Suns earlier, is 48-24. That's my prediction, UVA.
You was on Suns this week, bro?
Yeah, did a pod today, man. 2-1. Well,
you nice. You nice. Billy better hope he don't lose. I got a beam for him. I'm gonna get him with his own shit. You better hope not. Yeah, I'm coming right for you, big dog.
Yeah, shout out Sons.
Shout out Sons. Y'all get y'all money.
Derby Friday's alumni.
Y'all get y'all money.
Get that money. Fuente done cut the faucet off.
Boy, we're starving. Boy's dry.
Fuente cut the faucet off.
Please, sir, can I have some more?
They won't get paid by Fuente, they say.
Hey.
All right, what's your score prediction, G?
I'm gonna go 53-28.
53.
Yeah. See, them boys score points, and they score points in bunches. They don't score points a little bit at a time. They score fast and in a hurry. So, like I said, we have lived in the upper 30 pluses all season.
We got one of the better defenses in the conference.
Man, I don't give a shit who you got unless you got Alabama. And you better try and do what Pitt did. That's the best thing I done seen. They did the same thing. What Pitt did to UVA is the same thing what the Chiefs did to the Cowboys. How do you stop an explosive offense? You just blitz the hell out of them. Don't give them the opportunity to read the mismatches.
And that's not saying, go, saying you're going to live by and die by.
What you going with?
And I'm going to say 24-20. Good guy. We sitting on the ball, Chiefs.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, 24-20. Boys, we coming are with the Muddle Huddle special.
We breaking out all the monkey shit. It's going to be the Clemson, the huddle we had against Clemson, the jet sweeps, the quarterback runs, the sprinklers coming. Oh, no, it's a road game. No sprinklers. But we're going to do all the bullshit. We breaking out all the monkeys. You might see some fan interference. We doing it all this Saturday.
I'm just glad it's like this again. This is how it should be. You know, that long time we were sorry as a bitch getting blown out like 60-0 area. That shit was whack as hell.
Yeah.
This is how it should be.
Out there stepping on shit.
Everybody's uneasy going into Saturday. Everybody. Ain't nobody. You ain't expecting to win. You know what's up. Yeah, go ahead and say, You ain't got to be real with me, but be real with yourself, goddammit. You know what's up. Everybody's uneasy to Saturday, and that's how it should be. That's all I got to say, because I know what's up.
The Hill Podcast. I see you on the Roll Up Network. Shout out Silk, man. Shout out to the legend.
Legend.
Shout out Silk. Shout out Silk. Love to see a black man leveling up. So what's it like over there at Roll Up Network, man?
I mean, I really won't. Everybody won't see the effects until probably this upcoming season, because I'm geared to take the break. I'm building this little studio in my backyard so I can, you know what I'm saying, do video, do the audio. But, you know what I'm saying, they pretty much offer everything that you will want to do to make yourself bigger, expose you, get you out there. You know what I mean? Basically take you to another level from any angle that you want to take, whether that's marketing, whether that's, you know what I'm saying, clothing and imaging. You know what I'm saying? They doing it all. Artwork. You see the, you know what I'm saying? You see the big three roll-up house they got. So they doing a lot of things different over there, and it's respected on a higher level. You know what I'm saying? You see the Athletic writing articles about them, CBS writing articles about them. So, you know, they regular people just like us. So you got to respect it. You know what I'm saying? You got no reason but to respect it, because they doing exactly what we doing right now, but getting paid on a way higher level, and they bring you into the table.
Hey, man, I got to holler at Silk, man. Silk hollered at me in the past.
You already know. Hey, I'm gonna put the fix in right now. You already know. Make that move.
I got a direct line. Don't nobody gotta fly me in nowhere, Chief. I got a direct line.
I know you do. The time is now. Especially we got five.
I'm in the current situation. Shout out Sports Drink. holding me down. Been holding me down for years now. But
The whole state leveling up in the hole. You know what I'm saying? With them other boys going to the big boy now, you know, we might find some other people that's just like us, and then the next thing you know, you know what I'm saying?
So
yeah.
So now that you on Roll Up Network and you out here about to be moving differently, leveling up, what's next for the Hill Podcast?
What's next is I'm about to get you on for this show so we can do this crossover show, the Hill Podcast. Right. And then we're gonna take a little break. You know what I'm saying? Carter about to get into soccer. Gotta get him ready for that, building the studio. And so I'll probably pick up right after National Signing Day and all of that, probably like February time. You know what I'm saying? And then we're gonna kick it in for spring football and bring it into the summer and fall and go on from there. You know, bringing it audio. We're doing it audio wise. We're trying to do visual. You know, one of my good friends is a photographer and videographer. We've been doing little video podcasts, doing these little pilot trials, trying to have like a little talk show wise. So, you know what I'm saying? Right. I'm gonna try and incorporate that as well too. My wife getting this little digital imaging machine, so she's trying to get into making clothes. So we're trying to get this clothing line. So eventually everything coming together now, just one step at a time. You know what I'm saying? Try not to move too fast, but I don't want to move too slow.
Yeah, no. It sounds like you're making the proper steps.
Shout out to you for that. Shout out to you for that. Because ain't nobody give me motivation but for you. You was joking around way early in the season. You was like, hey, look, if he make more than two episodes this season, you know what I'm saying? That let me know that you actually listen. And then other people asked and said the same thing. People started messaging me like, hey, man, when you going to drop the show, yada, yada, yada. So you initially kicked all this in the gear and got me back into it, which led to this, to where I am now. So shout out to you for that. You know what I'm saying?
Man, listen, if he ain't out here inspiring, you out here hating. It's one or the other. Yep. Donnie Friday's leveling up too, man. Listen, to all the people, even if our season ends this Saturday and we don't go to a bowl game, more player interviews coming. We got players on the current team already locked in, already want to come on, some of your favorites. We got players from other Virginia Tech teams that played for Frank, players that played for Fuente. Players want to come on Don V Fridays, man. It's the number one platform. Y'all already know how we come in.
Yeah, man.
No softball interviews over here, only the real.
That's just sweet. That's real.
Shout out. Live it up. Thanksgiving. Before we get out of here, what's your favorite Thanksgiving dish that's not turkey or ham?
I would have to say greens. I'm a big greens dude. I love greens with a hog maw. You gotta have some ham or either a turkey neck in it.
You gotta have a good macaroni and cheese, man. Gotta have a good macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, what you going with?
I'm going with candy yams, man. Shout out Uncle Butch, man. I'm coming over tomorrow. I want yams, my boy. Whole plate of yams. And then we'll talk about another two plates of everything else. That's it for Don V Fridays, man. I want to thank RVA, I want to thank Ike for pulling up, coming on. Definitely, I'm going to talk more shit with them before the end of the week. Space after the game. Come with all your lies. Everybody's invited. I'm going to be on there talking the dumb shit. Everybody else can come and speak facts, like always. And until next week, y'all, regardless, God bless.
Yes, sir. Appreciate-